Yeah.
Mr. Haldeman calling.
Okay.
Dana.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, we just got him. And Meany said that he would be most pleased to have you come, but that there was no possible way that he could work to change his schedule tomorrow. But the thing was locked up through the 2:30 executive session when they would consider the pay board question. That he would be delighted to have you at 4 o'clock tomorrow or any time that would suit your convenience on Friday, that he would clear any of that. But before 4 o'clock tomorrow, there would not be possible. That's all in motion now.
Fine.
Okay. And so on. Now, you've got a joint call with Seth Shelton, and Shelton was on too. And their view is that Colton feels strongly, and Shelton not so strongly, that go on Friday morning. He definitely should not take the 4 o'clock tomorrow.
No, that's fine. That's TV.
Right. That we get a pretty clear shot at it Friday morning and do that at 10:30.
Then we won't go then tonight.
No, you go down to Florida tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, fine.
If that's what you want to do. Now, there's the other thing that Schultz is very, really is mad. He thinks that this is a fine thing. This is okay to do to anybody else, but to the President of the United States, you rearrange the schedule.
Maybe we won't do it.
He says maybe you shouldn't do it, but then he says he's on the tender edge of saying, hell with it. But then when he gets around to it, he makes the point that it's our advantage to go, and therefore, we're not doing ourselves any good by...
Yeah, I know. Don't get mad about it.
Right. Well, that's the point.
All right.
Now, one thing that both of them felt would be better to do is to get back to Meany tonight and say that we're not sure whether you can make it on Friday. We'll try to work that out and be back to him in the morning rather than just jumping at him.
Right.
And then we call him tomorrow and say, yes, you have been able to work it out. You can come down at 10:30 Friday morning, which is the Hodgson slot.
10:30 Friday. Okay.
That opens the Friday session.
Just tell them we don't know whether we can make it or not.
Now, the other advantage of that is that you'll know what their executive committee action is on the pay board, which they'll take at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Well, then I shouldn't.
Or 2:30.
We shouldn't plan to go down there then until...
Shouldn't leave until after that.
So we leave around 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, let's even leave at 4. Or they'll finish at 4.
And if their pay board action is
negative, then we call them and cancel.
Fine, all right, just say that we can't decide it for tomorrow. Right?
Okay.
So I've got to check to see that I'm going to be
right. So we'll see if we can work it out.
All right.
Okay?
Fine, good. I think that's good. And we'll what we'll plan to do is to wait after the pay board thing. And
right.
But if the pay board, Bob, is a straight up kick in the teeth, do they still because you go?
No, if it's a kick in the teeth, then they think you should cancel it. You should use it. You know, you should be... Make no bones about it. Just say, well, on the basis of their refusal to participate in this, then obviously I can't go down and discuss this with their commission. I was going down in good faith.
I'd cancel Hodgson, too, then.
Right.
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 Well, that's going to be really break it off in them, but...
Yeah. But they're breaking it off in you.
Well, I'd let them know, though, that somebody should get to me. Where it's going to be.
Okay.
I think he should know that. Do you think we can get that to him or not?
I don't know. Chuck says very strongly they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Well, what they're going to do is give Meany the option to stay in or stay out.
If they do that, they're going
to push him to stay in. But he will stay in.
Yeah. All right, fine. Then we'll do nothing. And I wouldn't schedule anything tomorrow, though.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
Sure. Keep it clear. Do what you want.
Keep it clear.
Get the time with Congress.
If I want, yeah.
We'll finish the speech up.